Welcome, 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 everyone. This is your girl, Queen Sunny Honey. And today, we have a legacy builder, the Lion Empress herself. Many of you have watched a popular show talking about the Lion's family. When I tell you the world is such a better place knowing this particular family in my life. When you live in America and you know that nepotism ain't the way, family members can't work together, honey over here, talking about living her best life, this entire family, imagine being a part of a family where you know that everybody's a boss within themselves. People are working overseas. On your 17th birthday, you're saying, I can't wait to move overseas with Aunt and my cousin. Yes, this woman is not just someone who is an empress, who has ownership, who has a business, by the way, but she is a mother for all of you who want to work overseas and just know what it's like to be a parent and to be a phenomenal woman at doing it. She is our life coach, internationally known. She is the founder of Self Love Awakening. I present to you Miss Melissa Lyons. Are you on the line with us?
I am. Hello. Thank you. Beautiful introduction.
Thank you for coming on with us today. The people want to know how to grow. And you've certainly been someone that has helped me grow in throughout the years since I've met you. So for those of us that are just getting to know you, tell us, where are you from and where are you living?
I am originally from Augusta, Georgia, Georgia Beach, and I'm currently living in Kuwait.
All right. Everyone, that's right up the road from Dubai. Bye, boo.
Yes.
And you are a person who got this job. How? Tell the people.
I got this job through my father. My mother and my father were already here in Kuwait, and my father is prior military. He's retired. And he opened us up to a new world of things, a new way of living, making residual income, and he just got us all started here. I have a sister and two brothers, and he got all four of us out here.
Wow. How many years has your parents been in Kuwait?
My parents have been here for 15 years, myself 10. And my sister just recently went back to the States after being here for about 7 years. And my brother just recently went to the States after being here for about maybe 8-9 years.
Wow. You know, a lot of Americans have this impression that the Middle East isn't the place to be. And you've been out there 10 years. Mom and Daddy been out there 15 years. What's the, what keeps you there? What is it about that place?
Well, I believe most people don't leave their environment because that's all they've ever known and experienced. They haven't been outside of that to experience much else besides going right from Georgia, I'm not going to say Georgia, from going to Augusta to maybe Atlanta or Florida. Those are vacations and spots for them. But once we got out here and we were able to see more of the world, because he was military, we traveled a little bit. But just being out here, you get to see so many different things. You get to experience different cultures. You get to meet different people and definitely travel. But what has kept us out here is each other. Having someone here to support you through everything that you see, every vision that you can think of. My mom and dad are here, and they've been able to help me. And I have an 11-year-old son, and they are also able to help me take care of him while I'm still working.
Wow. Tell us, what is that like being having a child to raise overseas compared to in America, especially during these current times?
So for my son, he has went through 2 passports. It has been beautiful being able to allow him to travel, to go to school with different cultures, to be able to speak different languages. is definitely a head start, and you want your children outside of the normal population, which I was grown in a predominantly all black school. So not saying that I didn't know how to interact with other nationalities, but with him, it makes it better because he's around so many different people. And I just love having him learn different things, different cultures, and go in different places.
You know, there are a lot of parents that are listening, and perhaps they thought that having a child or being a single parent or just having children in general would prevent them from having the opportunity to work abroad. When you said this child went through 2 passport books and he's 11 years old, where is this child going? Where are some of these highlights that your son is experiencing that you are allotted and afforded the lifestyle? Where you go, child?
So, for one, I want to tell parents that nothing is impossible. And being a single parent, you want to push your hardest to show them that even though you are a single parent, it still can be done. You still can make it happen. He is the reason that I'm over here. I wanted to provide him with a better life. I wanted to be able to get off of welfare. And that could be another conversation with when he was first born. I was on Medicaid and welfare. But I didn't want to be subject to limitations. So I wanted to be off of that. I didn't want to get hindered on government assistance. And that's why I originally came out here. My father opened the door. I came, and here we are. But for him, he has been to Dubai, which he loves. He has been to Thailand. He has been to Paris. He has been to Egypt. And Egypt is one of his favorite places. He loves going back there. He has been to Greece, and we have many more places to see.
Amazing. I do remember one year when his birthday came up, him and the cousin went out and they did their little photo shoot in Egypt.
And actually, Sunny, it's amazing the things that they're learning in school. When they were learning about the pyramids and the Egyptians, he was like, well, Mommy, I want to go. And I was able to book him a flight and take him to see the places that he was actually learning about in his schoolwork. And that's what we usually do. If they're learning about something, we'll go and travel to actually see the place itself.
You know, that is one of the phenomenons about living in the Middle East. This is a weekend trip for us. We literally have access to places that back home, people would use that same money to book a hotel or to drive across state lines, but to access other countries, to explore what's in the books. You know, one of the highlights of meeting you and your family has been Sweet Mama Rose. And I remember one day going to a spa day with you and your mom. And it was at one of these, I think it was a Chinese clinic, and these people had known your family so long that they expressed how it was to know Sweet Mama Rose. Can you tell the rest of the world that don't know?
Oh my God, Sweet Mama Rose came from my grandmother, God bless her soul, and she used to cook. As I was growing up, she had a club and a restaurant. And my mom carried on her legacy, her name, and her food. And oh my God, this food, and I'm not just saying this food is amazing because it's my mom, but this is some Southern food. Like, you would love it. You have to experience it. And yes, the people at the spa, my mom has known since she got here. One lady in particular is Aditha, and they are all from the Philippines. And it is a Chinese spa. So yes, they absolutely love her, and we've been going there for years. And it's like home. It's really like home. The people here that you get to meet and experience, it's a beautiful place. It's hot as hell, but it's a beautiful place.
I remember your mom telling me in the spa that day that she had her parents come out to Kuwait, and they had, you know, might have been Adissa, might have been another lady there who actually recall working and massaging your grandma. And for those of you who don't live in the Middle East, this woman provides amazing food. People come the military, all the bases, people are just like, you know, even down to some schools, these Arab people, like, hey, Southern Fried Catering, yes, let's get it.
Yes. Just the, yes, Sweet Mama Rose is well known throughout Kuwait, and they have been doing this for, they've been here about 15, they've been doing it for at least the 12 years out of the 15 that they've been here, and they are known all over Kuwait for the Southern hospitality and the Southern love that's put in that food.
Speaking of it being such a small world, one day I was speaking with your mom and to discover that Fayetteville, North Carolina is something, a place that we both have in common. And being a hustler in the spirit of Sweet Mama Rose, your mom was out there selling things that when I noticed, I was like, oh, that was you? And we want to, you know, go off this legacy from Sweet Mama Rose to Mama Sally. And now you, Melissa, you started an LLC, your company.
I did.
Self Love Awakening.
Yes.
To give everyone a little backstory on why I really wanted to share with you this amazing woman, Miss Melissa Lyons. One day she contacted me expressing, hey, I was at work. A soldier walked in the door. And as she left, I began to smile, and it just stopped her and introduced this conversation. I realized the woman was going through some traumatic things because people in her family were losing jobs, and she was away from home. And she was like, Sunny, I'm inspired too by journals to, you know, this lady was telling me it was my smile that was keeping, you know, her out of that element of depression. And self-love, just the concept that to know on that day, you reached out, you're like, girl, I found some journals for these soldiers. You know, we got to help them with their mental health. As the founder of Self Love Awakening, I want to thank you because that was born probably not out of that moment, but that's when I became your cheerleader and really knew that this company you designed was to help people, especially knowing what we're going through in this present state on Earth. So, tell us all about Self-Love Awakening.
So, I do work with a lot of soldiers, but I've also come into contact with a lot of women. Not only women, but men. Because we forget that our men need support and love and a back rub and just to be told that they're doing a good job. And we also forget that our men need emotional support. Society has had them build this wall up around themselves, and sometimes it's hard to let those barriers down for us. So coming into contact with so many people, it's a lot of hurt people out there. It's a lot of people who are looking for acceptance. They are trying to find themselves. Still in our age now, they're trying to find themselves. They are looking for something. And the reason they're looking for something is because they are empty inside of themselves. Their inner self needs to be filled with self-love and self-acceptance and self-forgiveness and self-care. And because they lack that, I want to be able to give that to them. I want people to find that inner peace for themselves, not having to look outside for anything, but knowing that they are enough. I want people to wake up every morning and say, I am enough, no matter what the situation is, no matter what's going on, even with this COVID-19, I am enough. I want people to love themselves, and it's been so much depression with people sitting in the house during this time. And those journals that you spoke of, I wanted to be able to give them something to do while they're sitting there, while they're angry, or while they're crying, while they're missing their families. I wanted to provide them with something. And Self-Love Awakening is awakening that place in yourself that knows you are enough, forgiving yourself for whatever has happened, you didn't do, you did do, and coming to a place of I am enough. And that's what I want to give to the world. I have a gift, and I want to be able to share that gift. I have so much joy. I want to share that joy. I want people to wake up happy and smiling from within, not looking for it outwardly. And those journals were to help people release their thoughts onto paper and or manifest things onto paper. You know, when we say it to the universe so it can go out and come back to us. So those journals were provided for people to release and burn and let go of things, and to also manifest things that they want and see for themselves. And self-love awakening is the start of you finding out what you want, who you are, being confident about it, speaking boldly, and just being yourself. Being yourself without worrying who's looking, who's thinking about you, who's saying this about you, and nothing. Just being happy and being enough for you and everyone else.
Yes. This takes me back to meeting you. Even before I met you, I was beginning a job at the first time working on a military base as a contractor, and the person who was in charge looked at me and said, "Do you know this woman?" and spoke your name, and I said, "I don't." And she was like, "Well, she's starting this contract the same time as you, and I notice you have these gemstones, and I notice your spirit. Y'all are going to pair well." And even before I met you, by the time you walked through that door, I was like, "Yes!" Friendship is born. The crystals.
We did.
You know, there is a lot of self-love and self-healing that was transferred through meeting you. One of those things that we noticed was like gemstones. Tell the people, what are your top three grounding stones that you use for your own self-love?
So for my self-love, I love the peacock. I love the amethyst, and I love the rose quartz. And to top those all off, when I was going through something, the tiger's eye was getting me through a lot of things. But the selenite, that is very powerful, and it keeps the energy clear, and the rest of the stones, they charge from that as well. So those would be my top three stones.
Excellent. When it comes to self-love, people, when I tell you this is the woman who practices what she preaches, oftentimes there have been so many instances of going to the spa. I myself go before COVID for years, darling, every Thursday, going to get a massage, just 1 hour massage. But Melissa takes it to a whole new level. I promise you, every place she has on her passport, she has gone to the spa in Paris.
Yes.
Now, and through meeting you, you being a woman of color who loved herself, no matter who you were in this world, you loved on people and you were all self-love. It helped me in the area of my own lack. When I see you, sister, tell the people some of these spa treatments and things that you do. What is a day in the life of Miss Melissa Lyons? You tell your story, because when you finish, I got one for the people.
Okay. So a day for me, when I wake up in the morning, my first thing is gratitude. Before my feet hit the floor, I am looking at the ceiling, giving gratitude. When my feet hit the floor, I'm stretching and just thankful to be alive and blood flowing through my body. I then start my day off with meditation. After I meditate, I do some reading and studying, because I think it's very important to take time for yourself, especially early in the morning before the day gets busy, before you leave out of your house. It's protection for you, it's covering for you, and it's starting you out to have a great, peaceful day. After that, for right now during COVID, I've just been riding my bike and doing yoga. Once this COVID is over, I love going to the spa. I'm going to the spa at least once a week. And that's for self-love. You're taking care of yourself. You're giving yourself back something. A lot of times, we don't take time for ourselves, and I definitely do that. Whether it's a facial, it's a foot rub, a massage, a relaxing massage, a body scrub, it doesn't matter. I'm taking some time for myself, and you need that. You need some time just alone. Especially if you have children, take some time for yourself. Clear your mind, clear your energy so that you can be recharged and rejuvenated for them. I also picked up classes while we've been COVID for life coaching, so that I'm better able to help women, children, men, whomever it is that come in my path that the universe sends to me. I want to be able to help them on a deeper level of psychology.
Yes. And when it comes down to family, I know you need to let the people know the truth about you and Sally going for Pilates and brunch. Tell the people so that everyone believes me after you tell this exercise.
Yes,
story,
yes.
Define brunch over here.
Man, brunch over here is like, oh my God. It's 5-star all the way. It's 5-star all the way. Like the layout, the buffet is, you have to experience this. Like, I can't even tell you how beautiful brunch is. It's a total spread. I'm talking about from your mussel to your lobster to your lobster tails, all kinds of shrimp. It's a beautiful layout, and we love seafood, so it's all about the seafood for us. But the spread is beautiful, and just to sit out by the beach and maybe the calming waters, the sunrise, the sunset, it's beautiful. It's definitely beautiful, and Kuwait is even more beautiful at nighttime. But for the Pilates, when the gym is open, we go for yoga and Pilates, and we do different classes at the gym. It's called Pilates and More here in Kuwait. It's an all-woman's gym, and I absolutely love it. We love it, and the Pilates is no joke. Pilates is no joke, but we absolutely love it. It's self-care and self-love, and you're doing your body a great justice as well. But yeah, we're definitely into the yoga and Pilates.
I'm over here taking notes, honey.
You have a world. People, you have got to visit Dubai for a brunch. Oh my God, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's just beautiful.
What's the dress code?
You can wear whatever you want to wear. Typically, people wear like white beach dresses. Most people wear all white to them, but you can wear whatever you want to wear. After the brunch, though, it usually turns into a beach party, so you want to dress for like the beach wear.
Sometimes people walking in the door looking like they're going to the Grammys, but
yes, yes, and then by the time they finish their brunch, you'll be like, "Whoa, where have stilettos go?"
So people are just thinking that brunch is just food in the Middle East. What makes this so lit? What's the difference?
So this is like an all day cookout. So you start out with a buffet of all kinds of food. I mean, from A to Z, you have drinks, unlimited. Everything is unlimited. About 4 o'clock, it turns into a cocktail party, like a beach party. So you still have drinks and stuff. You move it from inside to outside. So now you're outside on the beach going for the rest of the night. And you still have food. Food is all day.
The music, darling.
The music is mixed music. It's going to please everyone in the crowd. It's a mixture of different music. They sometimes have live bands, live jazz, live shows. It's a variety. So it pleases to all nationalities. They want to make sure that everyone is vibing.
And just to be clear, you can get to Dubai on the weekends?
Yes, you can get to Dubai on the weekend. It is only a 50-minute flight.
What?
You know, yes, I want to say it's 50 minutes. Yeah, it's only a 50-minute flight.
What are your top favorite, like, I want to know the advantages to living abroad outside of brunch. Like, when you go to this place, what's been, like, the top best experience of traveling?
I'm going to have to say my very top on my list is Maldives. Oh my God. The difference from being in the States and over here is, one, it's way less cheaper. And two, being right here in Kuwait, we can travel a weekend and come right back and be back to work on Monday. We can leave Friday and come back Sunday and be back at work on Monday. It depends on how you want to do your leave. But Maldives was my top list. I loved it. The experience was beautiful. The water is beautiful. It's like you're right there under the stars and the moon. It was just beautiful. The people there were beautiful. It was so relaxing and so peaceful. And the dinners, amazing. It was just amazing. That would have to be my top place. For going to Dubai is so technical. So everything is like the biggest, the tallest, the fastest. you just get to experience different things. The culture, you definitely want to do a tour. And what else? Dubai has to offer a lot. They have this one place called Global Village. It has every place in the world inside of the Global Village. Like, you can travel to different stores, but the store is actually a representation of the actual place. So inside Global Village, you'll have Thailand, Italy, Jamaica, Germany,
Russia,
Korea, Russia, everywhere, Vietnam, they have Paris, they have all of the places of the world inside of the Global Village, and whatever they have there, that culture, they have it inside of Global Village. It's beautiful there. What else? It's just so much to experience in Dubai. I love Thailand because I love going to their zoos. I love going to this place called Walking Street. I love the beaches there. They have this one place called Monkey Beach. You just go there and see all kind of freaking monkeys. But I love it there. And the fabric is cheap. They're known for their jewelry is cheap, their gold. So the gold there is way cheaper than it is versus here or Dubai. And if you go and get that appraised in the States, it's double the price in the States for what you paid for it in Egypt and I lost my train of thought.
Thailand.
What you pay, Thailand and Egypt are great places to buy gold. And Thailand is good for fabric and their clothing. They're really good for that. So I love going over there, getting things and coming back and selling. You can be an entrepreneur here so easy. It's very easy to go into a business.
Yes. And you are that boss lady for the people to know. This woman today, before we leave, she is a gift from me to you, to the rest of the world out here listening. Melissa Lyons, Self-Love Awakening, a woman to watch, one who is living the very thing that she wants for everyone. Someone that I know who is near and dear to my heart. When you are looking for a life coach, when you are looking for a circle, make sure you get you someone like a Melissa Lyons in your circle, baby.
Yes.
They always say,
we are making dreams happen together, uplifting one another. And Sunny, I want to thank you for having me on here. And I just want to thank you for being a light in my life as well. You have been so supportive. You definitely started my LLC. You got me on and you stayed on me. Girl, if you don't get your LLC, it only takes a couple of minutes. She is like a mother. When it's time to do business, she does not play. I thank you. She definitely keeps me focused on things that matter the most. Getting out here and getting it at all times, staying positive, staying motivated. And Sunny really loves the children. Like, she's always making sure that you are leaving a legacy for your children, building for them, showing them how to build and prepare for this world in many different ways. And I love you for that. I thank you for that. You've always been determined since I met you. You've had some determination to do it. We doing something.
Thank you so much. And to everyone that's out there who's listening, please take this and use it. Know that when I met this sister, I think that summer, we actually worked outside underneath some airplanes, walking up on military airplanes in 125 degree summer.
Yes.
125 degrees, y'all.
We sweated. We didn't have to exercise that much
because
we was outside doing it.
Okay. So for all of you out there, know that that's how you create a diamond. When you go through life's pressures and you have a circle of people, when you have five friends who are geniuses, you're bound to be the sixth. When five of your friends are millionaires, you are bound to be the sixth. When you see that we have come through these heated temperatures and come out shining, you better come and join us. Get your LLC up. Get your self-love on. And may every black woman and black man and child know what it's like to be treated like the princess, the prince, the queen, the kings that you are. Self-love starts with self. This is your girl, Queen Sunny Honey, and this has been a Melissa Lyons production. Get you some self-love awakening. Bye-bye, boo.
Bye.